Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
You may have heard the term gaslighting a lot lately, as it applies to politicians, but for most of us, it is a frequent part of relationship disputes, isn't it, Marianne?
Bob, do you even know what gaslighting means?
Yeah, it means we're having a fight. That's what it means.
Well, it's much more than that. I know you've asked me several times, what is this like gaslighting thing? Well, gaslighting is when somebody is talking or communicating with you and they're making you feel like your reality is being questioned because the things they're saying make it seem like they're kind of like maybe the opposite of what actually happened.
You mean like last night when I said something and you said you never told me that, but I said, yes,
exactly.
I did.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a very good example because you told me that somebody was sick, mm-hmm. But you told me the results of their latest appointment, doctor's appointment, and I said, what? They're sick? Like, you never told me that. And you were telling me, yes, for sure, I told you. I had no idea. But I don't know. I don't know if I would call that gaslighting because I think you just forgot. I don't think you were doing that intentional.
You know, we've been talking here about getting cameras in your car, putting one on the dash and also in the back of the car. I think I need to put a camera on my head and record everything.
And no, you don't, because you really do repeat everything to me that you have done all during the day. I don't need a camera.
I need it, though.
Anyway,
prove things.
Back to this. Experts in dysfunctional relationships, they say that over time, gaslighting can take a serious toll on your mental health because it makes people feel like they're losing their grip on reality, and it causes a lot of self-doubt. It leads to anxiety and depression. I mean, can you believe that?
Yeah. So how are you supposed to handle it when someone gaslights you?
Okay, well, psychologists say that there are ways to shut down a conversation when it's going that way. First of all, you do have to recognize that somebody's doing that. So these are examples that I have found of things that you can say when you are being gaslit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, we seem to have different memories of that conversation. Here's what I remember happening. So this way you're like asserting your reality without blaming, and that can go a long way because it disrupts the gaslighter's attempt to control the narrative. And by calmly stating your experience, you're planting a seed of doubt in their manipulation.
If you can be calm when that situation arises.
Yes, exactly. You can say, like, yeah, that's part of what happened, but what I'm focusing on is, you know, and then you go on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the second thing you can do, you can say, is, I am not comfortable with how you're characterizing the situation. Let's talk about, and then you go into the original topic instead.
I'm not comfortable. Okay, I'll remember that one.
I'm not comfortable with how you're characterizing the situation,
oh,
you know,
okay. Uh-huh.
Because you're setting a boundary. You're setting a boundary and redirecting the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's basically you're saying, I already said I'm not comfortable with this, so we move on.
Mm-hmm.
So you become a broken record with this, by the way. Keep on saying it.
Okay.
Bob, you're going to use all these tricks, like, I'm going to, not against me, because I don't gaslight you, but I know you're taking notes. You're going to put these into practice somehow.
Are you sure?
Everybody at work, beware of Bob.
Are you sure you don't gaslight me? You're positive about that?
Well, see, you're using it already. You can say, that's not how I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, next one is, we may not agree, but my feelings are still valid.
I like that one.
So that's pretty self-explanatory, because where do you go from there if somebody is saying that these are their feelings?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that one.
Exactly. All right, here's the next thing that you can say. Let's take a step back and write down what happened from both our viewpoint.
Well, like, okay? That would ever happen when you're in the middle of one of these disputes. Let's take a step back and write down what happened from both our viewpoints. Okay. Good luck with that.
That would never happen with us. But it could happen. And the thing is that really what you're doing is you're just taking a break from the fight. That's basically what you're doing. And then if you go and you take some notes, either mental notes or write them down, then when you go back to discuss it, you actually have things that you can cite that happened before. You have, like, tangible evidence of what your point is that you might not have in the heat of an argument.
Can't wait to try that one.
Don't try it with me. Okay, here's another thing you can say. You can say, I feel like we're not on the same page. Can we involve a neutral third party to help us understand each other better? Well, which basically means, you know, do you want to go to a therapist, right?
Man, that's getting
that
serious.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, come on. Going to a therapist is not a bad thing.
It's a good thing. But, I mean, I'm talking about the everyday arguments you have. You're not going to do that.
Okay. You can also add humor. Okay, you can say, wow, that's an interesting way to remember things. Let's try to stick to the facts.
Ooh.
So by using humor, you take power away from the gaslighter.
Yeah, that's good. That diffuses the situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're less likely to manipulate you, according to the experts, and keeping your tone lighthearted and flashing a quick smile. And then, ideally, the other person will laugh and move on. But if they continue flexing their version of the events, you could say, that's interesting. Maybe we can look at texts or photos to refresh our memories. Get it?
Not bad. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You got one more, right?
One more is this. I've noticed a pattern in our conversations where my recollections are often questioned. Can we focus on finding solutions rather than debating memory?
That sounds a little loaded, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound a little like you're inciting more of the domestic?
Well, the person is actually questioning your recollection because they're not. Your recollection is different from, let's say it's you and me. You know, you recall something completely in a different way than I do. So now I'm saying, you know, you're questioning my recollection. Let's move on, you know, and try to solve this problem. Let's look forward. You're taking all of that out of the picture.
I can't wait to get into an argument with you this weekend. Tell us about the Savvy Planet recipe this week.
They are not controversial. Okay, so, well, as you know, because you come with me, we go to the farmers. We've been, in the past few weeks, we've been going to the farmers market every Saturday on our bikes. It's such a nice thing to do. And I am obsessed with the peaches this season. I can't stop eating them and making everything I can with them. But this recipe, you know, you are definitely the taste tester. It's a peach, tomato, and burrata salad. And all the ingredients are from the farmer's market, by the way, or the basil that we grow in our little balcony. And it is so delicious, right?
Well, we seem to have different memories of that conversation. Here's what I remember. Nah, just kidding. No, we've been eating that all week. Those peaches, they're like candy. They are so good. Yeah.
And when you mix it with those heirloom tomatoes and the burrata that's like melty all over, and then I have this amazing olive oil that is not like from the grocery store. It's from a little store, you know, that, you know, I found while traveling from Spain. And it's this amazing olive oil that you can just drink, and you drizzle that all over. It's just so good. So I'll put the recipe and a picture I took of it on Savvy Planet.
Yeah, that is the best. It's a perfect summer dish, too. You can find it on SavvyPlanet.com, SAVVY, and then a little hyphen between Savvy and Planet. And if you put your email address in there, Mary, Marianne sends you a tasty recipe every week. All right, I will see you for the weekend's arguments beginning later this morning. Marianne, thank you very much.